We preached last week about the contest on Mount Carmel, and we talked about how that the prophets of Baal, man, I hope I can get this out. The prophets of Baal and the prophets of the grove, the scripture says they were 850, oh, I feel an anointing. They were 850, Chris, that ate at Jezebel's table. And you see, King Ahab had made a political alliance with these people, and he had allowed these things to come in, and they ate at Jezebel's table. Do you hear? I've got to speak on this just for a second. Do you understand that that's where we're living at today? Oh, we have compromised, and we are, I've just got to preach the truth. We are supporting groups that oppose Christianity, and we are giving funds to those groups, and we're saying that they're a peaceful people, and we're funding people that are funding terrorist groups. Is anybody with me? Oh, come on now. I'm just going to preach the truth. And what we're doing is we're sitting down and eating at Jezebel's table, that which opposes Christianity, that which opposes the move of God. Is anybody hearing me in this place? It's the same compromise. Let's make a political alliance with these people, and we'll be able to coexist with them, and we'll be able to get along with them. No, that's not what they're after. They're not here to coexist with you. They're here to take down everything that speaks the name of Jesus Christ. They are against the word of the living God. And it's time for some people to say, I'm not going to eat at Jezebel's table. I'm going to stand for what thus says the word of the Lord. Is anybody here this morning? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's where we are, elder. They're good people. They're all right. They're good people. Oh, somebody needs to preach the truth. They're demonic. It's what they are. If I don't preach another message, it's the truth. It's the truth. You can't coexist with this. Jesus said, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. I will receive you, and I'll be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters. I'm just going to go ahead and serve notice on the devil right now, and I need some people to get behind me. We're coming after you, pal. We're coming after your lives. We're coming after your spirits. We're coming after your powers. We're coming after... Oh, that's bold, Pastor. I'm telling you, that's what the church needs. We need some people to stand up with some boldness and say, I'm not going to be this good little old Christian that's going to sit over in the corner. Bless God, I'm just waiting for Jesus to come so I can get me a log cabin in a corner. No, Jesus is waiting for you to step up so you can start invading heaven, having heaven invade earth now. Don't wait for Jesus to come back. Don't wait. Advance. Promote the kingdom. I got to read this scripture, and this goes right in hand. Oh God, we pray for our leaders right now. Father, help us not just to criticize, but help us to be people that intercede. Father, we pray for our leaders. We pray. Father, we speak that this spirit would be out of our White House. Oh, come on. Somebody needs to. I speak that this spirit would be gone, Father. We speak that this nation would rise up and it would live according to the ways, the things that it was built upon, the truth of the word of the living God, and what our forefathers founded it upon. And we cast these spirits out of our leadership, our government, and our White House. And we speak, Father, I speak. All right, you ain't going to hear this prayer much. Father, I speak a change. I speak a change for our president. I speak that he would be saved by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, we speak that we would have a leader that would step up and say, Jesus is the way. This is what we were founded upon, and this is what we stand for. We pray for him and his family, God. We lift up our leaders. We lift up Congress. Come on now. We lift them up. We lift them up in the name of Jesus. We take authority over that spirit that comes against the leadership of this nation, the compromise. We take authority over the spirit of compromise. Oh, is anybody with me? Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We declare an awakening and revival in America. Wow. Man, I feel something stirring. Oh, the Lord said, this is not just about our Father's house. This is not about a Sunday and a Wednesday. Something's happening. There's a stirring in the land. And I would that God would open doors. I'd love to stand in the nation's capital and speak this word. I'd love to stand under the anointing and the unction of the power, the wane of the Holy Spirit. Lives would be changed. People would be set free. People would run. I'm telling you, I'm speaking and declaring that's going to happen in Jesus' name. Is somebody with me? Oh, it starts, if judgment's going to begin, it begins first with the church. It starts here. Amen. It starts with us. God, change us and set us free. Let us not believe lies. Is anybody with me? A spirit of compromise, a spirit of Jezebel needs to be gone out of our nation. People need to speak the truth. Let me read some scriptures to you. I don't know what God's going to do here, but hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, 1 Samuel chapter 30. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day. The Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captives that were there. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives, sons, and their daughters were taken captive. And David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelites, and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved. Every man for his sons, and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. David sent to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee bring me hither the ephod. And they brought David the ephod. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue? Everybody say pursue. Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue. Everybody say it again. Say pursue. For thou shalt surely. Everybody say surely. Thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. I want to talk to you just for a few moments. Pursue, overtake, and recover all. Let's pray. Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you for your anointing in this room. We thank you for what you're going to speak to your people. We just declare it to be life-changing for us. Let us leave here changed. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and everyone in the room says, amen. What we have in it's a familiar passage of Scripture, but God spoke this to me a few weeks ago, and I actually had a dream concerning this passage, and I'm going to share that dream with you. I've been waiting just for the right time to share it, but it was very powerful, and I love it when God gives me dreams. But what you have in 1 Samuel 30 was an invasion. The enemy invaded the people of God. And I can't stand in the pulpit and tell you that when you come to Christ and when you become a part of this thing, that everything's going to be rosy and everything's going to be fluffy and you're never going to face problems. Let me remind you, and I'm not going to exalt him, but there's a real enemy out there. And he's fighting. He's fighting for your very souls. He's fighting. He knows, oh, hallelujah, he knows that time is short. And he don't have much time left. So he's launched an all-out attack. And there was an invasion, just like here at Ziklag, Brandon, there was an invasion. And the enemy came into the camp. You know what? He don't play fair. Justin, he came into the camp, and he took the women and the children while the men were away. And in fact, he took David's wives, amen, and then they come back. And y'all got to see the scripture here. Oh, Jesus, help us, Lord. Somebody say, bless the word. You got to see the scripture here. They came to the city, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken. You know what? The enemy wants to destroy our families. Anything he can do to destroy our family, because the family is symbolic of the relationship. That's why God set it up. Oh, I could preach. I'm going to preach right here. God set it up. He said, for this cause a man shall leave his father and mother, cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Amen. They shall be. It's symbolic, Brandon, of the relationship. But can I preach between Christ and the church? And that's, see, the enemy wants to bombard the family, and he's doing everything. You're going to hear this message a little bit different than you've ever heard it. He's doing everything he can to tear down the family. That's why we have people that are so, oh, I'm just going to preach it, they're so promoting same-sex marriage. Amen. It's an abomination. Come on, somebody help me. It's an abomination in the eyes of God, and it goes completely against, it's that opposing spirit of Jezebel, David. It goes completely against what thus says the word of the Lord, because marriage is supposed to be between a man and a woman. Amen. God created Adam, and he made Eve as a helpmate for him. See, that's the tear down of the family. Oh, y'all ain't hearing this morning. See, we are created in the image of God, and when we reproduce, we are able to create more people in, oh, y'all ain't hearing this, in the image of God. When you break that down, same-sex marriage can't reproduce, and you're taking out the image of God. Is anybody hearing me this morning? He wants to tear down the family. He wants to tear down marriage relationships. He wants to come into the home with all kind of junk and filth. You better be watching. I'm just going to preach the truth. You better be watching what your children view via internet, via video games. I preached to you a while back about that spirit of Belial, amen, that comes into some of those games, amen. And you got to watch that junk. Listen to me. I'm telling you, it's time to serve notice on it. Is somebody going to rise up with me this morning? Listen. I'm telling you, we're coming after you. Oh, hallelujah. David inquired of the Lord. He encouraged himself. Oh, it's an all-out attack. Oh, pastor, you don't understand. Now, I'm not trying to minimize. I understand that people go through things. Understand that. But I'm going to tell you something. You can have a pity party all day long. You can get down and say, oh, I'm this, I'm that. And understand, sometimes you'll have days like that. But there comes a point in time where you have to rise up and encourage yourself in the Lord and say, you know what? David encouraged himself in the Lord. You know what he said? You know, listen, when he went against that giant, he said, I remember when the lion came out and was going to attack. He said, I slew that. He said, I remember when the bear. See, you got to go back and say, oh, I remember those times that I was going through a situation, Alan, and God showed up. I can tell you times. Oh, help me preach. Help me preach. I've been through some stuff. Can you preach this, Pastor? I'm telling you, I've been through some stuff. A lot of pastors have too much pride to talk about some things they've been through. But I'm telling you, I've suffered anxiety and panic attacks and thought I was dying and have to rush me to the hospital. And I've stood in the pulpit and didn't know how I was going to preach. I've came down 119 and said, God, what am I going to do? I don't have a word inside of me because of what? But I'm telling you, you keep quoting that word and encouraging yourself in the Lord. Something's going to show up in your life. Amen. There's a power that'll change you. You start saying, I remember. I remember when I faced that problem. I remember when I couldn't pay that bill. Tell you what. My wife has hung clothes up on the line. How many knows what a clothesline is? We grew up with clotheslines. Eggs in the hen house. Pigs in the pig pen. How many's ever ate fresh tenderloin, just reached right in the back door after you killed the hog? Jessica, all right, Jessica. Glenda knows what I'm talking about. I've had my wife hang. Oh, you got to remember, don't dwell on the bad stuff. It's just as easy to dwell on the positive as it is the negative. Let me talk about, you know, when somebody comes to you with a bad report, you counteract that with a good report. You trump that with a good report. Amen? Out of the mouth cannot proceed blessing and cursing. These not also to be. Can a fountain send forth both salt water? Are y'all hearing me? So both fresh and salt water? No, it can't. You got to hear me. We can't have blessing and cursing. Is anybody with me? You speak blessings. David encouraged David. You know, David could have sat around, oh, help us, Lord. How many of you have seen that hee-haw? Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Okay. That's. Can I just preach? That's the church. That's the church the song is singing. That's the song the church is singing. In a lot of circles. We got the hee-haw band. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. How's it go? Deep, dark, something? Deep, dark depression and excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck. Y'all know it. I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Wouldn't it be just as easy to say, let me tell you a story about a man named Jed. He was a poor mountaineer. Barely kept his family fed. Then one day, he was shooting at some food and up through the ground, coming up, come a bubbling crude in the hills of Tennessee. What, imagine that. What about that? I'm just quoting the word of God and wouldn't expect, all of a sudden, something came. I said, something came. Encourage yourself in the Lord. He's God. He's the I Am. He's on the throne. He spoke it all into existence. He's never changed. He says, I am the God that changes not. Oh, he ain't changing, James. Oh, he spoke you into existence. He said, let there be light. There was light. He said, let there be animals. There was. Can he not take care of your problems? Lift it up to him. You got a situation, give it to him. Encourage yourself in the Lord. You are able to encourage yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody with me? I preached a message one time along. I don't ever preach it here. Saints 3, Giants nothing. Did you really? Oh, yeah, okay, cool. So, David killed the bear. Amen? Y'all with me? The lion and the giant. Y'all with me? All right, so first thing you got to do is encourage yourself in the Lord. You ain't going to battle with no, oh, I'm going to teach you the truth. If you go to battle with no depressed, discouraged, negative, critical, downtrodden spirit, you're not going to take any ground. The devil will laugh at you. I'm preaching you to the truth. So what I'm saying to you is, if you're in that condition, you got to get yourself ready. Amen? You get yourself ready. You got to take care of you first. You get yourself ready, then you go to battle. You get your armor on. David inquired of the Lord. The Lord said, pursue. Everybody say, pursue. It's time to pursue. Here's what the Lord spoke to me. The Lord said, we have to get out of receive mode and get in pursue mode. Here's what the Lord said. The devil don't care how much you receive if you don't do anything with it. Man, I tell you. I mean, he's heard stories of people that's died. Here's what the Lord showed me. I mean, he's heard stories of people that died like a pauper and they were rich. Living on the street. Living on the street, but then when they die, they find out they have thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars. Here's what the Lord said. Oh, y'all gotta get this. You got to hear me. Is anybody with me? We got to stop just hoarding up. And we got to start pursuing with what we have. How many knows if you'll invest something, it'll bring back a return? Is anybody with me? So if what God has given us, if we will invest that, we're going to see greater things. It ain't going to be just about us receiving a blessing. It's going to be about drug addicts walking in the door. It's going to be about prostitutes walking in the door. Amen. It'll be about people walking in the door with cancers and then falling off their bodies. Is anybody with me? It's going to go from a dance and a shout and a receive to a pursue. To a pursue. Okay, I'm searching you out. First of all, I'm going to start with my own life. David said, search me, O Lord. See if there's any wicked way in me. Lead me in the way everlasting. So the first thing you start, I'm going to search. You know what? I'm just going to say it. If you're looking for the devil, you may not have to look very far. Amen? Is that all right? How many can test that? How many can say that's been you before? Well, I found him. I got up and looked in the mirror, and there he was. Anybody ever been there? And God searches you. You see, darkness is darkness, but there's a marvelous light. And you allow that marvelous light to be shown upon your darkness, and all of a sudden the darkness is exposed. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying right now we're going to pursue the darkness with our marvelous light. Is anybody with me? You know, all darkness is... There it went. Did it come back? I got to be still, don't I? All darkness is darkness, but the light is marvelous. Is anybody with me? I got to hurry. Pursue. He said, pursue. How many will agree with your pastor this morning that if David would have sat in the camp and cried and wept and continued to cry and weep, that he would have never gotten back what the enemy had taken? Oh, Jesus. But the word was pursue. Everybody say pursue. All right, I guess you guys hear me. I had this dream. Daniel, come and help me. Come on. Get you guys up here and help me. I had this dream. And in this dream, I saw a council taking place in heaven. It's the best way I could describe it. Oh, wow. The best way I could describe it, and please don't be upset with your pastor for using a secular movie to illustrate my point. How many ever saw the movie First Night? Many sure have seen that movie. Remember when they came into the round table? You remember that? And there was an empty seat. Someone had to fill that seat. And what I saw was the church taking its proper place and filling the empty seat. Come here, Justin. And what I saw was, as we took our proper seat. Oh, Jesus. Come here, Elder Rice. Where you at, Kurt? Come here. We were clothed in just normal clothes initially. But when we took our proper seat, come here, Dwayne. Where's our deacons? Come here, Greg. Gavin. Oh, Jesus. Somebody say, bless our leadership. I would get the trustees, but we don't have a room. Where are they at, buddy? Charles and Brian's in the drum booth. Oh, I wish we had a big building. We're going to have one, right? Yeah. And then all of a sudden, God started putting military marching clothes on us. I saw a person, and I knew it was the Holy Spirit. And we were marching. And as we started advancing, and we were in this row, and as we started advancing, and we were chasing, and there was these huge demonic, I knew it was demonic, and what it was is when we got to them, and they were things that they had on them, and as we got to them, we started stripping those things off of them and putting them back on ourselves. And the more we stripped off of them, the smaller they got until eventually, and the more we put that on ourselves, the bigger we got. And when we first came out, they seemed to not be so threatened, but when they saw that we were pursuing them, and then they started running and looking back at us. And as we stripped these things off of them and started to put up on ourselves again, they started shrinking until eventually they were no more. And what the Lord spoke to me, Chris, is there's things that the enemy has taken from the church, and it's time for us to go and to pursue and to take those things back. And it's concerning, oh, Jesus, no, I feel this so strong. It's concerning our families. We have so many of us, the enemy has came in and just, Karen, it's going to be all right. We're going to take back. Is anybody with me? I'm calling forth a mighty army that's going to march. Come on, give me a drum beat, Brian. That's going to march to the sound of a different drum. It's not going to be a sound of compromise. It's not going to be a... Oh, come on. Oh, y'all got to hear me now. It's not going to be a sound of... I'm just going to preach the truth. I mean, if y'all don't look, this is who I am. It's not going to be a sound of seeker friendly. It's not going to be a sound of making people comfortable. But it's going to expose the darkness. And you know what? Oh, y'all ain't hear me this. And this, when we get that spirit, we won't come in and just coexist. You know what? We got one of the leaders of the nation that's made a statement. I'm about to blow up. Can y'all tell? Y'all might have to take this, man. We got one of the Christian leaders of our nation. I'm just going to speak the truth. And he says that Christianity and Islam should come together and make one religion and call it Chrislam. Do you know that? It's compromised. We can't compromise the truth. We're not into making people comfortable. You know what? This is not for everybody. Because it exposes them. Is anybody with me? We're not into, you know what? Listen to me, leaders. We're not into sin management. I don't have to blow up, man. Are y'all hearing me? I'm talking about people being delivered, David. I'm talking about people being delivered. And there's an army of generals that God is raising up. You spoke it earlier. David, come up here, buddy. Come on, there's an army of generals that God is raising up. It's going to stand for what thus says the word of the Lord. It's going to stand for the truth of the word of God. And you know what? Can I have just a couple more minutes? Listen, do y'all understand that when Jesus came to and faced that man at the tomb of the Gadarenes, y'all know the story I'm talking about. Let me slow down here. He cut himself. Oh, let me ask you something. Oh, Pastor, you don't know how bad it is. You don't know how bad some people are. Let me ask you something. If you know anybody that's living in the graveyard naked that's cutting himself and they chain him up and he breaks his own chains, let me know. I know people are battling drug. Oh, no. I'm about to preach now. I know people are battling drug addiction. I know people are battling alcoholism. I know people's battling prostitution. They're selling their bodies just for another fix. But I don't think we have anybody in Bell County that's living in the graveyard that, you know, we may have some homeless people, I'm sure, but we don't have anybody that's living in the graveyard that's naked, and they chain them up and they break their own chains and they take things out and they cut themselves. You know what? When Jesus showed up on the scene, he said, "Why have you come to torment me?" No, y'all ain't hearing this. It was a, well, I'm just going to preach it. You know what? Jesus healed this man. He said, it's legion. We're many. There's many demonic spirits. And those spirits came out and they ran. Y'all know the story. Went across into a herd of swine. The swine went into the sea and drowned themselves. I preached a message a long time ago. Demons can't swim. Amen. They'll drown. You know, they look for dry places. They hang out in dry places. It's time. Y'all ain't hearing me preach the word this morning. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying there is a power that's a one-step power, because Jesus said, go back home and tell your friends. You know, we try to, oh, I'm just going to preach. We're not into sin management. He's doing okay. No, I'm talking about deliverance. He's doing pretty good right now, but we're just holding on to him. You know what? I'm talking about God taking a drug addict and making a preacher out of him or making an evangelist. I'm talking about... What I mean when I'm talking about pursuit. Jesus hunted these, he hunted these demonic spirits out. Are you with me? Greg, Jesus told him, he said, I tell people at the gym all the time. They talk about Jason, Jimmy, David. Well, how are they doing? I hope they hold on. That's my three Hebrew boys. That's what I tell them. That's my three Hebrew boys. They come through the fire. I want to get this out to you. What did Jesus tell him? He said, he wanted to hang out with Jesus. Jesus said, go back and tell your friends what's happened. Oftentimes we'll look at people and say, don't go to them people, don't get in this. No, when you've been delivered, you go tell them what happened to you. And they'll know that there's been a change. How many believe Jesus set him free of all them demonic spirits? How many believe he was set free? How many believe he went back home and he walked in the door and he said, Mama? How many believe, oh, y'all ain't hearing this. How many believes, you know, he was out there in the graveyard cutting himself and in chains, and all of a sudden she hears his voice, buddy, and that's my boy. That's my boy. And she, oh, y'all gotta hear what I'm preaching to you this morning. Pursue, overtake, use your power and your authority to overtake, and you shall without fail recover all. Well, bless God. He ain't got what he used to. No, you know what? You know what I'm speaking? I'm speaking of more. More. Jason's going to have more. David's going to have more. Without fail, recover all. And then take some more ground. Is anybody with me? It's time to pursue. Can I hear an army? Can I hear an army that's going to rise up and be the army of the living God? And we're going to go after the enemy. Come on. We're going to go after the enemy. Can I tell you that there's no armor for the backside? What are you saying, Pastor? You're not supposed to be running from him. There's no armor for the backside. You're supposed to be going after him. He said, I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever you bind, whatsoever you loose. He said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. You know what that means? It means it can't hold you back. I'm calling forth a church, an army. Go after go after, pursue what the enemy has stolen, pursue, take it back in Jesus' name. Let's take back in Bell County, let's take back our economy, let's take it back, Tommy, in Harlan County, let's take back our economy, let's take back everything that the enemy has stolen, let's take it back, let's take back our children. Karen, it's going to be all right. Jeff, Donna, it's going to be all right. I'm speaking, we're going, will somebody get with your pastor? Again, we're serving notice on these spirits, we're coming after you. Oh, that's bold. I said, that's bold. But you know what? I'm trying to quit, but I just can't quit. Can anybody help me this morning? Here's the difference. And I'll try to close here. Here's the difference. Peter, on the night Jesus was crucified, where you at, Solace? Here's Peter right here. Peter, on the night Jesus was crucified, denied him three times. The third time he swore, he said, I don't know him. He'd seen him do all this stuff, said, I don't know him. But there was a boldness came upon him after Pentecost. He was out in the street, and they were, they told him they were drunk. And Peter said, No. It's the third hour of the day. It's 9:00 in the morning. He said, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And then y'all know the story. Ananias and Sapphira came in. I got time to go through. And they held back part of the money. Peter said, that's it. And the next one came in. Your spouse is out there dead. You lied too. What are you saying? I'm talking about a boldness that comes up on you that you can speak. It's time for us to stop just receiving and using what we have. I'm calling forth this army, and I'm speaking right now the close. Justin, you were right on it earlier. God's planting, he's putting people here, and strategic people is coming in here. And you know what? I'm seeing that churches are going to be planted off of this. Come on now. We have to broaden our way of thinking, guys. This is bigger than Newtown. Somebody lift him up. Come on, Jill. Come on, get us a song.